Welcome to our Clothed with the Sun daily podcast, our reading and meditation on the gospel of the day. This is Chuck Colazzi, and today is Thursday, April the 11th, 2024. It is the Thursday of the second week of Easter, and our reading today is from the gospel according to St. John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. So today we have a continuation of John chapter 3, where Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus and telling him some of the basics of who he is and why he's here. We yesterday heard John 3:16, God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, that those who believe in him may have eternal life. We talked a little bit about the Holy Spirit and how one must be born again of water and the Spirit. And once again, he's speaking, and he says similar words to Nicodemus as the words that he says to other Pharisees and other scribes, talking about his relationship with the Father and talking about how he does the works of God, and we need to believe in him, and these are signs. And if you don't believe him, believe the works that he does, because these things signify the testimony of the Father to who Jesus is, and that if we accept him and follow him, we will have life. So there's so much we can say here about Jesus and what he's saying about himself. I wanted to talk, though, a little bit. It's like a little bit of a spiritual note for each one of our spiritual lives. These first couple lines in this passage. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. So Jesus is referring to himself. I come from heaven and I speak of heavenly things. Those who come from earth speak of earthly things. I was just thinking, and actually with some of my students today, we were talking about some of the things that come out of our mouths, the things that we say. I was thinking how there's different types of people who say different types of things. Now, being someone involved in church ministry, I've always noted, there's a lot of good people, and you make a lot of good friends. But there's also two types of people in general, and I don't say this to be judgmental. This is just me discerning as I go through my life who I would consider to be my good friends. And there's two groups I like to speak of sometimes that I have to maybe discern myself away from. Those that are speaking of heaven and those that are speaking of earth, but to the extreme. Now, you might think, how can it be extreme speaking from heaven? Well, I'm going to describe it to you. Let's talk about those speaking of earth. People knowing who I am and how much I love Jesus and how much I love my faith, and maybe because we've been friends for a long time and maybe they don't go to church and they're not really where I am trying to be in terms of my faith. These are earthly people that sometimes when we get together, old friends getting together, sometimes even new friends getting together, sometimes they just love to purposely talk about things to see if I'm still real, to try to get a rise out of me, to see how I would react. So purposely cursing, for example. Purposely talking about worldly things and even sinful things as if they're good things. And, you know, maybe once or twice you can make a little joke like, oh, I guess you don't talk about this or that anymore because of your faith. I guess you don't think this is appropriate, that's appropriate. All right, once or twice, if it's a question or a quick little joke or something, okay, that's fine. But if you're going to put that in my face, like, oh, I'm the one that's going to save you in a worldly sense, I'm the one that's going to bring you back down to earth. No, after a while, I think we just have to part company because although I'm not trying to judge and we can still be friends in some ways, it's just a matter of, well, I'm moving in a certain direction in my life. There's great works written by the saints, such as St. Francis de Sales, St. Aelred of Ravaux, St. Thomas Aquinas, and St. Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II. They talk about having good friendships that lead you closer to God and being discerning with our friendships. We don't have to be friends with everybody, and we ought to seek out friendships that are both affirming us and challenging us in the direction of God and heaven. So yes, there are the earthly friendships. There have been times when I hung out with people, and initially maybe we had some meaningful conversations, but then, I don't know, it's like the younger yuppie bar crowd kind of people that just, they love to talk about their vacations and they love to talk about the beer that they drink. I don't know. Sometimes it's like, okay, they have that conversation once or twice is okay. But if that's all we're ever going to talk about, it gets really old really fast. Or to just tell endless stories like we're back in high school of, oh yeah, this horrible thing happened when this one was drinking and things like that. Anyway, there's the relationships of earth, the speak of the earth. And then there's the relationships of heaven. And sometimes they're great and sometimes they're excessively pietistical because it's almost like when you get together with people with money, they want to brag about their cars and their trips and their whatever, their houses, their mansions. Sometimes you get together with spiritual people, quote unquote, and they want to talk about how holy they are. And that gets really old really fast. And they use a lot of big words. It's like Jesus talking about the Pharisees. They like to be noticed. So they like to talk about, oh yes, we went to this church and this mass and we, you know, went on to this place on vacation and oh yes, and I don't know, just a lot of really pietistical things that aren't rooted in reality maybe and that aren't rooted in just a genuine ability to connect. And that's where I like to go with, you know, what kind of conversation should we be having? And I am going somewhere with all this. It has to do with another conversation I had today with some of my students. What we should be talking about when we get together with people, and I'm not saying you can't have conversations about secular things or you can't talk a little bit here and there about, oh, yes, I'm interested in this movie or this TV show or, you know, this is what my childhood was like. Or I know parents love to talk about their kids. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. There's nothing wrong with that. But, and this is maybe even a good example of where I'm going with this. The best stuff to talk about is relationships. Now, I know by saying this, I'm flying right in the face of Bruno Kirby in City Slickers. When he says to the women in the group, you know, what do you guys talk about? And they say, we talk about relationships, whether we're talking about our kids or our spouses, our boyfriends and girlfriends, whatever. And he says, well, no, that's not as important as what men talk about. And she says, how can you say that? Why are you saying that? And he says, if that kind of stuff was as important as what we talk about, they would make little cards out of it and sell them in packs with chewing gum. In other words, he's saying because they talk about sports all the time and you can sell that, therefore it's more important talking about stats all day. A little bit of a joke. And yes, I am moving in the opposite direction of Bruno Kirby and Billy Crystal. And I forget the name of the third guy. What I'm saying is relationships are where it's at. That's truly what the Bible is about. It's truly what our faith is about. And it's, in my opinion, the best stuff to talk about, your relationship with God. Now, I know we don't sit around and talk about that all day, and sometimes people don't have much to talk about in that area. But to talk about relationships, or even just to talk about thoughts and feelings, and this is how I feel, you know, intelligent conversations, I feel this way about this, I feel that way about that, opening up and sharing. And that's where discernment of friendship comes along. We're not meant to be friends with everybody, as I was saying earlier, and our faith teaches that. Charity is something we owe to everybody. Friendship, we're lucky to have a couple. And when we get together with friends, we should be able to open up in a way that we have a lot in common. You know, we're going to talk about, oh, this is how I feel about science. This is how I feel about history. This is how I feel about politics. And talking about family and friends. And these are the kinds of things that help me to grow in my relationships and help me to grow in my own maturity. One reason I say that is just as we're thinking about our own lives and just these words of Jesus, the one from earth speaks of earthly things. The one from heaven speaks of heavenly things. There's other places in the Bible where different things are said, meaning what we are in the inside comes out of our mouths. Jesus says it's not the food that we eat. This is just one example. It's not the food that we eat that defiles us, as the Jews would have previously thought, but rather what comes out of us. Is it vice or is it virtue? Is it licentiousness? Is it envy and greed and lust and anger? Or is it love and joy and peace, connectedness with others, gentleness, kindness? Talking about maybe ways to show other people charity. I don't know. There's so many things to talk about, but what is within us comes out of us. And I know there's another place. I think it might be in Proverbs. What's in a man's heart is revealed by his tongue. And I believe that's often used to talk about cursing. People that like to curse people, especially when people are taking the Lord's name in vain. Sometimes people can be very good people, and yet curse words come out of their mouths. And so it is a good thing to analyze. And, you know, it's not always a sin to say a bad word. The thing that makes it sinful, mainly, is the context and what we're doing with these words. Are we cursing when we should be blessing? Are we scandalizing by our words? Are we hurting others? Are we cursing at a person? But even when it seems to be harmless, and even when we're alone, and I recently read an article about this, these words are still meaningful, either for the good or for the bad, and God still hears. I was reading something about just how certain curse words actually bring a curse. They invoke evil in a certain way, as opposed to invoking good. So it's good to always know about those kinds of things. But then the next thing is just that whole sentiment of what is in my heart. And what is in my heart will come out in my words. A great way to test this is, what do you do when somebody cuts you off when you're driving? And I'm the first person to blame when it comes to this kind of a thing, road rage. What comes out of your mouth when you get impatient with someone else on the road, or when someone else actually is the aggressor and you have to swerve out of their way? Are we patient? Are we able to bless? Are we able to show kindness? It doesn't mean we have to say, oh, isn't that wonderful? This person cut me off. No. But am I quick to condemn and judge and wish ill upon the other person? Because if so, I still have a long way to go in my heart. I still have so much to work on. I am still the man of earth and not the man of heaven. Versus if I'm able to be gentle and meek and patient, if I'm able to bless instead of curse, then I am more and more becoming the man of heaven. That's the point of what I'm saying here. It's not meant to judge what people talk about, but I do get frustrated sometimes in relationships because, people, I think in general, in a general sense, we're talking about virtue here, but we're also talking about, on an emotional, psychological level, getting to know myself better. Who am I? What am I as a person? Do I think I'm religious just because I use a bunch of religious words? Do I think I'm intelligent because I happen to use a bunch of vocab words that I just learned? I know there's those kind of people too. Or am I humble in my conversations? Humble, yet dignified. To speak with kindness, to speak with simplicity, and use my words to build up other people and convey the grace and peace of Almighty God. So it's something for us to pray about. And, there's a lot written in church history about, after the example of Our Lady and Saint Joseph, who were both people of great silence, how much do I waste my breath? How much do I waste my words? Do I speak for the edification of others? There are so many places in Scripture and otherwise that say, use your speech for edification and not for just wasted breath, wasted words. St. Gregory the Great used to talk about how he was a monk and he just wanted to pray. He wanted to be in a vow of silence. And yet as Pope, he very often found himself in diplomatic situations where he had to have a little bit of small talk here or there, a little bit of playful banter here and there. And he said he hated it, but that was for ministerial reasons that he had to enter into these conversations. And sometimes we find ourselves in those places. But as a general rule, it's always good that we're growing in a knowledge of what is in my heart, what comes out of my mouth, and are my words, my thoughts, my actions, my intentions, those things that will lead me closer to God and edify other people in a genuine, good, wholesome way, not in a phony way, but also certainly not in a sinful way. Anyway, have a great day. God bless you.